So today I thought about doing like a new concept, a new episode style, so to say, you know? So I'm trying out to just go on a rant with no idea, just nothing to know, but just talking, you know? Just talking, letting free flow all my thoughts into the microphone. I'm gonna, take a look. We're gonna take a look together, and we're gonna survey how I managed to do it, and what are my mistakes, and what do I talk about, and what can we learn from that? So it may sound a bit gay, but I'm just trying it out, so so don't judge. And first, the first thing I thought I could talk about is just the fact of the approval-seeking individual, of the approval-seeking person. Everybody's, driven by that one force to be accepted by anybody. And I really thought about this for long, and I actually, surveyed or looked at people and dynamics between mother and daughter, for example, where approval is a really big thing, where it's a big role, where it plays a big role. And I just, observed those kinds of situations, and it really crystallized for me that everybody's, as I said, driven by approval, and you can really, teach them something, teach them a behavior you want to have by just talking to them, and but just like approving them when they're doing something nice, something you want, and denying them and punishing them, turning away or whatever, disapproving of them as a person. And then you can really control their behavior, because it's like you with the Pavlov dog, turn on the bell and then he starts savoring. He starts wanting to eat the flesh, and that's what you're gonna do. But they not wanna, eat the flesh. They wanna have the connection between whatever you do. If you do something nice, that the connection is, oh, I'm gonna do something nice in return, and do something that he likes, and he taught me what he likes. So of course that's that's a really nice thing. Then they know where to follow you to. They know where you're heading and where you want to go. It's like a really interesting thing. And if you start thinking about the approval seeking person, like that's really a weakness of everybody. Because if you start getting like in groups or friends, and you're always approval seeking, you're always seeking their approval. Of course they are like lower in social dynamics, or what you want to call it, the people who are approval seeking. Because the less friends you have, the more you seek approval by other friends. It's quite obvious. So if you seek approval, if you seek in huge approval by everybody that you meet, they're gonna think, okay, we're the only friends, and he really wants our approval. He really wants us to be in a group, or else he has like no friends in, old days, like ape days. It would mean death, because if you have no group, that would mean death. And that's why actually the brain works that way, because we are still like triggered, and we have still parts of the brain of the ape days. And there was just like, if you're in the group and you're safe, you're with everybody, then you're safe. So you want to be approved by the group, because it could happen that if you do something really stupid or something that nobody likes, it just, kick you out, and then you die alone. And that's why we always want to seek approval. That's a funny factor. But as I said, approval seeking people have a weakness, and that's their weakness, that they are approval seeking. And because they have this weakness, they come from the perspective, I want something from you, you're my only friend, I want you to be my friend, like really egocentric and self-centered, because they don't have really abundance in many things. And the not approval seeking person is just like, hey, cool, yeah, I'm your friend, I like you, but we don't have to make it personal. Whatever you want to like call it, not make it not personal. That was a stupid saying, but it's okay if you leave. I have an abundance, I have a really good time with you. If you don't have a good time with me, hey, you can leave anytime. I don't pressure you to be around me if you don't want to be around me. And when you come from that mentality, you're not approval seeking, and that makes you actually stronger and stronger in the social dynamics of the whole group that would be approval seeking by you, so to say. And you got to think about it, because everybody needs approval. Okay, we are, as we already noticed, as I already said, as you already noted, that we are all, because of the parts of the brain of the ape days, the brain parts of the ape days, that's why we are triggered for that. And that's why we always need approval. We cannot turn it off. And so there always would have to be a group of friends, you know, that would accept you, but you would really be approval seeking towards them. Even if you're like, if you have a lot of friend groups, then there's always that friend group where you just stay and you want to have their approval because you want to have, like, you know, that backup sort of thing. And it's just from the ape days in the seven tribes, suddenly all of them six say, yeah, you're not with us. No, no, don't come with us. And then you're not in a, you know, in a group. Nobody approves of you, and then you're lonely and you die. So you want to have the backup. If they really want to, like, kick you out and not want to be around with you anymore, that you still have the friends group. And because of the backup, we also create a weakness in our, you know, social system, social circle, whatever you want to call it. And to really get away from that weakness, that whole weakness as a whole, to be approval seeking of others, you can turn it onto yourself. You're approval seeking of yourself, and you approve of yourself, and you show so much abundance by being a whole as a own person. The yin yang, I like it, really, the symbol. As a whole circle, you're a whole person. And you're the whole person, a person when you are approval seeking to yourself. The black one and then the white one approving at you, with yourself at the same time. It's a dynamics between you. And then the only weakness you have is towards you. So you are in control of your weakness. You're in control of your weak point, of your sticking point. And when you're in control, you are strong because you can control it. You can frame it whatever way you want it. But just approving of yourself, and, like, you know, mainstream spiritual media would tell you it's not approving of yourself, but, like, loving yourself. It's what a lot of people would say. It's just you need to love yourself, in other words. But I would really phrase it with the approval, because it shows that you can turn a social dynamic, a written fact, like, in your brain, manifested in your brain, the part you cannot take it out, but you can turn it around and really make it to your advantage. And everybody's approval seeking, and then suddenly you're the only one who really approves of himself, and that makes you an abundant person. You have abundance, because if nobody loves you, fuck them, I love myself, I'm beautiful. And that may sound narcissistic, but think about it. Narcissists have no problem with being alone, and still narcissists most of the time get all the friends, all the good stuff, all the girls, whatever you want to have. They just have it because they're narcissistic, and they have that sort of thing of abundance, of real abundance of themselves, because they love every inch of their body and they love what they are in each and every moment. So approving of themselves as those, you know, enlightened people, what you want to call it, really, really puts you apart from other people and fulfills you as a whole. And I noticed, for example, the more abundance you show, the more gratitude for the things around you have, and then the more abundance you gather from those beautiful things around you, even like the lamp that is here, that's your lamp, and it's significant for you. Every night you turn it on, and then the book next to it, it lays, and every night you go back into the story with the book, and you have that own little circle, and you see all the nice, really nice and good things around you. You practice gratitude, you show appreciation for those things, and gather abundance, even where you thought you couldn't have abundance because you knew you have not enough. Under the quote-unquote mentality, no, not enough. And when you show abundance, you start getting happy. Because when you're fulfilled, there's nothing you need to worry about. And when you don't worry, you're happy. So don't worry, be happy. Nah, bad joke, but but really, if you don't worry, you are happy. And you don't worry when you have abundance. And you gather abundance, a really simple way to get it started. The circle of abundance is starting loving yourself and making yourself independent from other people's judging, giving you all the strength to do what you are free to do, because you know you love yourself.